Have you ever been to a race before?
I have not.
It's going to get loud.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town. I'm going to the second annual Mid-Atlantic Classic. It's a car race, starring late model stocks and super late models.
I always find it amazing how steep the bends are.
That's Dakota, who has been a fan of NASCAR since he was a little kid. Before it's go time, I get to go onto the racetrack to talk to driver Craig Moore, who's driving a Chevy SS.
My strategy is to try to just maintain, you know, a pace to save my tires maybe for the first 50 or 60 laps, and then, you know, hopefully we'll contend for a top five finish.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you, Shayla.
Yeah.
We take our seats in the stands as drivers emerge from the tunnel. Some of the athletes are teenagers.
Starting 16, 14 years old, state of Wisconsin.
Fans are of all ages, too. I met Autumn.
I like that they go really fast.
Yeah. How fast do you think they go?
I think they go 1,000 miles an hour.
She's a big fan of Gracie Trotter, a 16-year-old racer out of Denver, North Carolina.
One of these drivers down here is a former NASCAR driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Scott Riggs.
That's Robert Claiborne Ray, who came with a buddy. They highly recommended the bologna burger.
You got to try one, and you got to get the onions on it, too.
No time for bologna. The flagman says it's time to go. Cars zip around the 3/8 mile track at speeds of 80 to 100 miles per hour.
It's such a short track that all the cars are going to be going at high speeds very close together.
It's no wonder every few laps a car would spin out and sparks would fly. But I'm fascinated by the flagman. The artistry and enthusiasm behind his flagging technique is totally captivating.
I got it from my dad. He's been flagging for about 12 years.
Brandon flagged with his own set from the stands as a kid for years. When his dad moved up to the tower, Brandon became the official flagman.
I try to excited up. You know, I try to put my emotion hard into it, try to make it exciting.
And that he does.
Now can you go back and tell everybody how cool this is?
Yes. I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you dig Two for Two? Visit chapelboro.com for past adventures, photos, and the director's cut. Until the next two.